Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Wow, the winter this year was brutal. We experienced large amounts of rain, wind, snow, and of course, local flooding. Here in the coastal area, we rode it out fairly well with some impact to local infrastructure. Inland was a different story, though. Our county and state roads were heavily impacted. Highways 101 and 299 experienced massive slides, which still present a large problem with passage on those roads by controlled traffic. On 101 between Piercy and Leggett, there are road crew workers who watch the hillside as cars pass in case large rock and debris begin to fall. I assume their job is to wave you through or let you know you're about to get hit by a rock. Highway 36 is a different matter. I have never seen this road in as bad a shape as it is now. Some of the impacts could be from extra traffic due to 101 and 299 being closed for a period of time. Regardless, the slippage and slides on 36 are extremely problematic. Also, an 8-mile stretch of the road is being widened due to federal funding for the project. In a couple of years, the project will be complete and Highway 36 will be greatly improved. One other major project to be aware of is the Last Chance Grade on Highway 101 north of Orrick. This stretch of roadway has been in jeopardy for a number of years, and left unattended, it will give away, and the path northbound out of Humboldt County will be gone until a bypass of some kind can be completed. The good news is that due to community support, it appears as though this project will commence in the near future, so keep reminding our elected officials of how important 101 is to Humboldt County. Now for the positives. Due to the increased rainfall and snowpack in the mountains, the governor has decided that we are no longer in a drought situation for the time being. I never thought we were on the North Coast, but according to Sacramento, I was wrong. The extra snow in the Sierras and surrounding mountains has been a lifesaver for many ski resorts in California. After 2 years of minimal snowfall and no ski season, this year was a godsend. Many resorts are reporting they will remain open until July 4th or longer. I recently read that the Pacific Crest Trail Association, which supports hikers and hiking the trail from the Mexican border to Canada during the summer, has had many hikers drop out due to the large amount of snow at the higher elevations and extremely high-flowing rivers from snowmelt. So this last winter was record-breaking in many ways, but many say it is normal for the way things used to be in Humboldt. Let's hope for future winters with adequate rainfall and minimal impact. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.